from the studios of Boise State Public Radio. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You may have noticed, if you've had to make a medical appointment for your pet, that it's getting a lot harder and it's taking a lot longer to get Fido or Fluffy the treatment they need. And this isn't a fluke. There's a shortage of veterinarians all around the country. And in fact, it's getting worse. The Atlantic wrote this summer that by the year 2030, the U.S. will need 41,000 more veterinarians than we have right now. That can make spaying or neutering your pet a lot bigger of a challenge. And a new study says that fewer pets are getting fixed, which is leading to more dogs and cats showing up at some animal shelters. We asked Dr. Jeff Rosenthal, CEO of the Idaho Humane Society in Boise, to join us today to talk about this shortage. Dr. Rosenthal, it's really nice to have you on the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Glad to be here.
So how bad is the shortage in the Treasure Valley?
Terrible. Yeah, there's no way around it. That is the experience of the vast majority of clients calling their family veterinarian. Long wait times, very expensive. Many practices are looking for veterinarians. Our own community practice has been attempting to recruit new veterinarians for well over a year without success. Just a historically unprecedented shortage of vets and vet support staff around the country. Vet schools have somehow failed to keep up with the demand. And then there has been a lot of attrition of veterinarians retiring, moving on to do other things. And so that's led to the big problem that you have relayed there, that we have more pets in homes than ever. So demand is very high, supply is very low. And along with just the difficult wait times, waiting to get in, expenses have gone through the roof. For the past 20 years, the cost of veterinary services annually has gone up at double the rate of annual inflation. And so in the last year, with the extreme inflationary pressure we've had, you can just imagine how high these bills are now becoming.
Mm-hmm. So in your estimation, why is there such a shortage of veterinarians? And as I mentioned, it's not just in Idaho, it's across the country. I mean, is it attrition? Is it, you know, the veterinarians retiring?
Some of it certainly is. Some of it is the general mystery of where a lot of workers went during the pandemic, that you hear from a lot of businesses, where are all the workers? You think with a smaller group of professionals, it'd be a bit easier to track. But just shifts in population, shifts of folks out of the profession, and vet schools needing to increase their class sizes, I think. But it takes 3 to 4 years to produce more veterinarians. And not every vet school is equipped to really increase their class sizes either. So we're in this cycle. And I've been a veterinarian for 30 years, and I've seen this cycle back and forth between lots of jobs to fewer jobs, but nothing close to what we're seeing right now.
So can we talk a little bit about veterinarian school itself? Because, it is an extended study program, even in the sense that you don't just get your bachelor's degree. You have to go on for more schooling. Is it a good profession in the sense of, like, you know, when you're having to do that much schooling, is there a benefit financially on the other end of that? I mean, is that part of it too? Because I'm wondering.
Yeah, it definitely is, Gemma. The cost of vet school has skyrocketed as well as most higher education. And so a lot of lots of people grow up wanting to be a veterinarian, but mm-hmm. looking at the financial picture, I think it can be daunting. I think one of the reasons why the cost of veterinary care has gone up, though, is that veterinary salaries are also going up, and they needed to, because they really did. The return on the investment of education was so poor for so many years. But we're just seeing really high prices in the veterinary market. And another transition that is occurring that is dramatic is the shift from locally owned, privately owned, and operated veterinary hospitals to corporate owned. And every year we see more of the local practices being bought out by national corporations. And so that's another factor. The day of the privately owned and operated small veterinary hospital is waning as the profession kind of goes the way that the pharmacy industry went in the past. And that's going to have mixed effects. I think there is a bit of a fracturing between the relationship of a pet owner and the veterinarian, when the veterinarian is really an employee of the corporate owned practice. I think there's some breakdown there. At the same time, it may not all be that bad because some corporations are trying to really cater to that market of less expensive wellness care, basic care as well. We don't know how it's all going to pan out, but right now we know that we're in a pretty big crisis.
So I have only about 1 minute left with you, and I would like to know what folks should do if they're having a difficult time getting their pet in for the care that they need.
Yeah, so I think what's important is there are resources out there. Certainly, the nonprofit community, like the Idaho Humane Society, are trying to step up and develop community practices. Also, just preventive wellness care is important, and maintaining a savings account. We are proponents of pet ownership. We want people to own pets, but I think you need to make sure you don't overextend yourself. I think in the past, the typical middle class family with two or three pets, we may need to transition into having a few less pets and being careful about financial planning for our pets, realizing that under the best of circumstances, they cost quite a bit. But sooner or later in the course of a pet's lifetime, there's going to be a mishap or a disease that is going to be a significant expense. And I think people need to be realistic about that.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. We've been talking with Dr. Jeffrey Rosenthal. He is the CEO of the Idaho Humane Society. And we should note that their big event, Sea Spot Walk, happens this Saturday at Julia Davis Park. And we should mention that Boise State Public Radio is also a sponsor of that event. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. From Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette.